Hello and welcome to Comics Experiment.
Ryan Gosling, too.
My name is Benny, and I occasionally try to get these guys to sit around a table and talk about stuff involved in the world of comic books.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, by the way. I'm being honest.
I tricked him. I was like, come on over for lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, have a seat at this table.
Sit down for no particular reason. Ignore the lights and camera.
And microphone, then. I'm going to ask you to talk directly into
it. Weird. Not very
also, don't
smart.
Bump the table. Posture. Look at the cam.
This is the show we get together on a regular basis. There. Better? Regular?
Just say we get together on a basis and we talk.
But today's episode is going to be us looking at your questions that I asked you on Twitter about the Titans and Nightwing. And apparently a lot of people just wanted to know questions about Robin. Did I word Robin in there? I did not. So just going one step further, I guess.
Robin's related.
It's
technically Robin.
Robin
was on the original Titans.
Bingo.
Because Dick Grayson was Robin when the Titans were created.
I don't stop doing that. Anyway, today's episode is brought to you by
Honey, where you can go to joinhoney.com/experiment to get PayPal Honey for free, as well as Henson Shaving, where you can go to hensonshaving.com and use the code comics at checkout to get 100 free razor blades with your purchase. We'll tell you more about both in the middle of today's episode.
100 free razor blades, that's like $80 million at Walmart.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
you get it for free. Code comics, hensonshaving.com.
All right. So today, recently we've been doing this thing where I go to Twitter and I ask you guys, our Twitter is at ComicStorian. I ask you guys your questions, any question you have about favorite superheroes or teams or whatever. With the show Titans finally coming back, I thought it'd be fun to talk about Nightwing or Titans because we have that amazing run going on by Tom Taylor.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, that's amazing.
I'll give you that.
The Nightwing run?
Yeah.
Okay.
The amazing run.
For a second, I was like, is he writing Titans? Also, is there a Titans book?
Yes.
Is there a Titans book?
Yeah, it's coming out.
Oh, it's coming out.
Yes.
It's not currently out.
I think it comes out next month.
Okay, I was going to say, I look at them all the time, and I haven't seen this, so
yeah, but you
I
also have these simple things like Venom.
Okay, there was a difference. I stopped enjoying that one, so I stopped buying
That's fair.
One.
I mean,
I did jump back into Venom, and it opens up with him frawling through space, and it's like, and now
I'm
don't
sorry.
Forget about the gardens. And
Frawling
through space.
I thought he said frolicking
it's,
through space.
It's falling while rolling. It's
falling while frolicking. Frollo.
No, no, I'm falling while rolling. Oh, okay. Frawling? Yeah, like that. Yeah. Careful, you'll frawl down. Anyway. Yeah, no, it opened up crazy, and I'm like, I'm going to have to like focus more to read this because we're already kicking it off going back into the garden.
You
got to
bring up a wiki.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's like, it opens up, and it's like, so now the dark web is over. We're falling through space, and I can't find Eddie Brock, and the garden is going to reach out to him, and Venom is this thing, and I'm like,
and then I move the lantern 3 inches to the right.
Oh my God, how did Dr. Manhattan get in here?
But anyway, the Nightwing comic has been amazing.
Yeah,
Tom Taylor's kind of going to be headlining the new. They're the replacement for the Justice League, but they're not the Justice League. He was supposed to take
Titans.
Yeah, so
the Titans League.
And the end of Dark Crisis,
Justice Titans.
Ooh. Nightwing was going to lead the Justice League,
right? Yeah,
but he's just making it the Titans.
Yeah.
So
he walks in the first day. Everybody's sitting around the table. Is like, you're all fired. Get in here, Wally.
Starfire, Raven, and Beast Boy.
Because he's got all his Alfred money, so he's like, I just bought the Justice League.
Also, here's the giant T we're going to be putting on the building. It's kind of my brand.
It's no longer the Hall of Justice, it's the Hall of T.
No, it's like Justice.
The T is just massive. So I see Just Titans.
I like that.
But yeah, so that's going on there. The show, first season was terrible. 2 and 3 were pretty good. I liked them. 4's kind of been all over, but
I'm
it's
sorry,
closing.
They're on 4?
Yeah, 4 is the close. They're closing.
Hold on, was 3 the one that ended with the rain?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I said they were okay.
Oh, that's why I always forget, because 1 and 2 is basically one season.
Yes. Yeah, because they discovered they had 2 seasons and they were like, make it weird.
We're on the finale, sir. We have 12 episodes left. Oosh.
How do we drag this one out? Oh, I know. Put him into a dream sequence where he can say F Batman.
Yeah.
And the whole internet will talk about it.
It was almost
that
like...
No, that was the first episode. That wasn't a dream sequence. Because I watched the first season.
Was that the first?
That was
no,
the
when
first
he said
episode.
F Batman.
Yeah.
He fought and killed Batman in the dream sequence.
Well, obviously.
At the end.
Yeah. I swear, though, that season 1 and 2, they actually thought they had a 1 season, 22 episode thing. And then just at episode 12, they're like, oh, by the way...
we need two seasons out of you. Oh, well, that's easy. It's like when we do a whole bunch of videos for 7 days straight, and then we go, why? What? Let's just put three of them out. We got 2 weeks now. Secrets of YouTube. Anyway.
It's all powered by gerbils.
I don't deny.
I would watch that.
The algorithm is literally powered by gerbils. Mr. Beast video. Mr. Beast. That's how the algorithm works.
It's actually just Benny in one of those running wheels.
So the first question we have is from Clayton Kisco. That's an interesting what are y'all's, and he spelled y'all, favorite rom?
Y'all.
No,
I'm sorry.
That would be y'all's.
Have you really said that your entire
y'all?
Life as y'all?
Yeah, I have.
It's y'all.
It's y'all.
Just y'all?
Yeah.
I don't live
Our
down
family's
south.
From the south.
Yeah, but we don't go
see,
there.
I just want to make sure that you're aware. They're going to see the tweet, so they're going to know what you're saying.
That's what, y'all's. And I'm not denying that.
Everywhere he goes, he's saying, what's going on? Y'all's? What are you doing that?
I bet they just thought he had a nervous tick.
I'll say y'all, but I've always just thought with the apostrophe that it was y'all when you spell it. I don't know. What? Whatever. Is it in Webster's? Is y'all in? God,
it's
y'all
not,
in?
It's not a real
like,
word.
It's like
thought,
Cthulhu,
yeah.
Right?
Cthulhu.
What's your favorite Robbins ranked and why?
Well, I love dick. Number
Someone
one.
Someone had to make that.
Thank
Number
you for watching.
Number one. I love dick. I've loved dick for decades. Ever since I was a kid.
Oh. I like Jason.
It's not nearly as funny.
No.
Yeah.
In serious note, though, I would honestly, Dick Grayson as Nightwing, as Robin, I wouldn't put as high. I prefer him more as Nightwing.
Oh, obviously.
Like, if we were to put them where they are now, I'd say Dick Grayson Nightwing would be my number one. But if we're going as Robins, I would put Damian as my number one Robin. Just because I think
don't like Damian.
I think he honestly is also backtrack when he was with Dick Grayson as Batman.
Damian to me is wildly annoying. And then he gets better.
Yeah.
And then they backtrack.
I was going to say Damian
towards, gets okay. better and then they backtrack.
Let's rephrase. Damian towards the end of a certain writer's arc and not at the beginning of the new writer's arc.
Because I was going to say Damian's great.
I agree with that actually.
At times until DC's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Did you age him up by a year?
Wait, we need another Robin again. Damian, go.
I like Jason and not for the reasons you think of, the fact that I have the tattoo of Jason and the fact that I just like Jason as Red Hood. But
yeah, but you didn't even read Jason as a Robin ever. Technically speaking.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if we're going
so you only like him as
if
Red
we're
Hood.
Going if okay, I always say it this way. If we're going off of a Robin ranking, right. I always say my favorite Robin is Damian.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's the one that should be Robin at this point because I do like Dick Grayson better as Nightwing, Jason sure. better as Red Hood. Poor Tim.
Tim's there too.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Damian when Dick Grayson's Batman, Tim Drake when Bruce is Batman.
Will say Chip Zdarsky's running Tim Drake great.
Exactly.
Like right now, like he's doing a really good job.
Exactly. Like I felt like the problem with Damian and Bruce is sometimes it's just too much brooding. But when it was Dick, it was like, oh, we've still
go
got
brood?
Hopeful
Let's start
somewhere.
Evening.
He's like, no, father, I will brood myself in the corner. Also, you're an asshole.
But the big reason I do like Jason is if they were to allow Jason to end, he's had a conclusion to his story. Like at the end of the Dark Trinity and all that other stuff, when he came back to Gotham and then the Blue Hood, they concluded Jason's story. And then in standard comic book fashion was
here's
like,
here's your guns back.
Yeah, here's your guns back.
Don't try to shoot Joker again.
you've overcome everything. You're no longer vengeful. You don't want to use guns. And the next writer
like,
is going
they're
to
so cool.
But I've got so many.
Well, the next writer was like, but what if we give him zombies?
Oh, God.
In a crowbar. But yeah, I like Jason the most because his story has had an inevitable conclusion because they let Scott Liddell pretty much write the Jason story from New 52 until right up he came back to Gotham, and then Chip Zdarsky was just like that nice little epilogue of giving up the guns. Because Chip Zdarsky wrote Blue Hood.
Oh, okay.
Scott Liddell wrote all the way up to his return to Gotham.
Yeah, Blue Hood, I think, was probably the best finale for Red Hood because it was really the peak of he's still Jason where he will kill people.
Right.
But he has that remorse now where he's like, oh, I should not have killed that person. Turns out there are consequences for my actions.
Dick Grayson had a very similar arc, but I feel like they cut it right before it would have properly kind of concluded. Because before New 52, he had become Batman. He was like growing into his own. He was finally becoming the heir to the cowl kind of a situation. And then instead of like him deciding to fully just, I'm Batman or I'm officially my own superhero, they were like, reboot. Now he's Nightwing again.
Well, he doesn't want to be Batman. He's always said that.
Right, but he did become. Like
literally for the longest time.
But imagine if they had let that storyline kind of conclude, and at the end of his Batman with Damian tenure, it was, I give the cowl back up, now I'm just Nightwing with Damian.
Right,
much responsibility.
They didn't let him either accept the responsibility or give it up and like have a full conclusion. It was, we were still moving through it, and then we knew 52 to everything.
New 52.
It's like a verb now.
It is. It really is.
What about you, Dan? Favorite Robin?
He already said his.
I started it.
Yeah. Technically,
favorite
I did,
Robin.
Because I love Dick.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That's true. Like I said, Damian with Dick.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Or Tim with Bruce, because Batman and Robin is a yin and yang. And when it's Bruce and Damian, it's just two yins or two yangs. I can't remember which one's the black one.
I don't
one.
Remember either. Yeah.
But
speaking of Batman and Robin, in a rumor that's currently going around, which is most likely bullshit, the Russo brothers are interested in directing a Batman and Robin.
Oh, I did see that rumor. Yeah.
If you trace it
is
back.
Is one of them going to direct the Batman and the other one direct the Robin?
And then they just smash them together.
It's funny because that rumor has stemming from, and apparently in an interview, all that was said was, if we were to do DC, we would want to do Batman. Yeah. And now everyone's linking it to.
That means they're interested.
I mean, if that's not journalism these days, like. Well, I saw this person with a comic book once, so they want to do comic book superheroes.
Sure, everybody knows that.
It's like what I love when that journalist comes out and they're like, this obscure actor you haven't heard of in forever wants to be in the MCU.
Yeah. Right. I played Nightcrawler. Why? And that's random.
That just makes me think of Channing Tatum and his Gambit? Strive to be Gambit, like.
What
I do feel kind of bad for the guy.
I do, but that would be an awful movie. I can only assume he would be a terrible Gambit.
I mean, first off, you can't make just a Gambit. You'd have to have Rogue and
Gambit.
A Rogue and Gambit movie, though.
Exactly.
That would be cool.
Would
I would probably watch that.
But Gambit by himself.
Well, I mean, they're making a Kraven the Hunter movie, so yeah, all bets are off at this point.
And Madam Web.
And Madam Web. At least that one is almost like a Terminator, it sounds like, kind of thing.
What? Oh, yeah, this is that one already?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second one, what is y'all's favorite Titan?
It's not even the words. It's who is.
Who is?
What is your that chair over there? What in is your favorite Titan's inanimate object?
He was too focused on trying to say y'all correct that he just saw W and H.
Okay, all right, so what is my favorite Titan?
Titan, and we're gonna say Dick Grayson's got to be off the table.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, I love Dick. Big fan of Dick. All right, so not Nightwing.
Yeah.
All right, or Robin. Would probably. There's like 800 different Titans over the course of the history.
I can think Wally.
Wally's a good.
I feel like Wally averages out to a higher I enjoy him than all the other characters because I feel like everyone else, they have stories where I'm like, oh, I love what they're doing with this character right now. And they have other ones where I'm like, please just remove them from this
book.
Yeah,
like, I just don't care.
Exactly.
I feel like, because I kind of agree with you on Wally, because I was going to say Raven, but then I'm starting to think of Raven stories. And
like a
most,
Raven-centric story. Like which, I mean, there have been a lot.
Yeah,
but
they're never
not,
really good.
Yeah.
She's a good, like, centric thing for all the Titans to react around.
Yeah, rally around,
but not a great solo character. Like, I mean, Wally West, he does have his own The Flash comic. I would read that. If Raven had her own, I would be more hesitant to read that, and if I was on more of a budget, I would not be reading that because there are so many
That's
other
fair.
Comics right now.
Well, I actually really like Tempest. Aqualad.
Okay, I was going to say Tempest. Wait, I know the name.
Oh, yeah.
Which Aqualad?
The one that became Tempest.
Yeah, there's only one.
That's a different one.
I was literally going to be like, wait, I think only one became
Tempest. Yeah, one became Tempest.
It was Garth.
Yeah. I was the one before Jackson. Because
I was going to be like, the what about Jackson? That, wait, only one of them became Tempest.
The one that I'm talking about.
So I'll go
like,
with
I don't know anything
about
I
would
that.
Say Raven is kind of like Starfire. Like, I like Starfire, but like every time she goes alone, she
it's always about Blackfire.
Yeah, well, it's always the story. Or she's in Miami trying to have be roomies and dumb and ditzy.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
The art was great, though.
Yeah. What are your opinions on the characterization in the show? I personally didn't like some of them when the show started, but once I separated from the comics in my head, I thought it was a fun ride. I do think Doom Patrol is a better show, though.
I actually will agree with that.
Yeah, I'll say Doom Patrol is definitely the better show.
And I don't really care for either of them.
Well, you watched the first season of Titans.
And part I watched a couple episodes of Doom Patrol.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem with the Titans show, if you're trying to relate it to the comic books, is characters really don't act like they're supposed to.
If you're trying to relate it to the comics, the problem is you should not be trying to relate it to the comics.
I mean, basically, Starfire doesn't act like Starfire. I think she does a great job being the Starfire she's made it into. But it doesn't act like Starfire. And I think the most egregious is Beast Boy. Beast Boy can't turn into any animals for budget reasons.
Just a tiger.
And, well, no, season four, he has other animals.
But he still becomes just a tiger.
But they blew the budget because he's dead. So.
It's just way too expensive. Shoot him in the head. It's cheaper. That's what they did in the comics,
too. Yeah, I know.
It's too expensive to draw the
animals. Yeah, it's way too hard to draw all those animals. Shoot him in the head.
Weird side note. I think we've all decided that getting shot in the head is never fatal in comics now.
That one is funny because the way they handle that, Deathstroke literally shoots him in the head.
Like just in the eyeball. Blank. Like,
yeah. Just like Jason shot the Penguin in the eyeball. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's one of those ones that it's going through the brain. That's really hard to not hit the brain.
Just going to angle it to the eye.
Depending on the caliber of bullet, it could deflect off the skull. But I can imagine Deathstroke wasn't shooting him with a 22.
But that's just it as well.
Bring me my smallest gun.
But I'm going to just say, though.
I want to make a shot
eye,
into the eye.
Exactly. Yeah, your yeah, eye, there's yeah. no skull.
I want to make a point. But I don't want to kill him.
I just want the chance to. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, I'm missing an eye. You got to miss an eye. Everyone.
It's cool, right? Here. Me, my daughter.
Jericho, probably. Kid. He's always his wearing a mask. Kid. I haven't seen it in a while.
This green kid.
Overall, though, I would say Nightwing.
I did find it interesting because Jason acted kind of out of character, but they also basically reinvented Jason. Mm-hmm. His death sequence, basically, like everything was reinvented about him, but it lined up in the end.
Right, right.
I actually really liked the Donna in the show. Donna I thought Troy. She did a good job excluding her death. As well as, honestly, Hawk and Dove. Yeah. I thought
actually, I will say,
because
really I only
well.
Watched the first season, I did really like Hawk and Dove.
Yeah, like they were
the guy
good
who plays
dynamic.
Hawk did a really
Alan
good
Rickson or Richardson?
Richardson, yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
one of those.
He did Reacher? Jack Reacher. He did a really good job as
did.
Hawk.
He did
and
a
she did a really good
job.
I can't remember her name.
They just did a fantastic job of it.
He just did a whole thing on the Missing
Oh, okay.
Podcast. Yeah.
All right.
He got corrected on all the pronunciations, and that was the only one. If you couldn't tell on the way he said that was the only one he actually knew how to say.
That's fair.
I hate you. Anyway, Dan, isn't it time for an ad?
Through this portal.
Today's episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey, the easiest way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Are you stressing when you shop online, and are you worrying that you're paying too much? Do you not have time to search for coupons? Well, thanks to Honey, you don't have to. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart. It's super simple, too. You just click apply coupons when checking out, and Honey will search for coupons and instantly apply the best working coupons that they find to your cart. I shop online a lot, and Honey has saved me easily hundreds of dollars at this point, and even just saved me another $15 on supplies for our D&D campaign. Honey doesn't just work on desktops, it works in your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight missing out, and by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid in supporting this show, which we also appreciate. I never recommend something that I don't use. So get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/experiment. That's joinhoney.com/experiment. Today's podcast is sponsored by Henson Shaving. Are you tired of subscription razors or getting nicks and cuts from cheap razors? Well, that's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that is bringing their precision engineering to your shaving experience. Henson Shaving makes affordable razors with a standard dual-edge blade to give you that old-fashioned shave, with the benefits of a new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Henson razors have a great design with incredible durability, and they give you a super nice clean shave. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that will last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/comics to pick up the razor for you. And use the code COMICS and you'll also get 2 years worth of blades for free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/comics and use the code COMICS.
Anyway,
I did the snap and it brought back the universe.
Sure.
I didn't know the universe was gone.
We were in the adverse.
Oh.
Who would you guys say is the main villain for the Titans, excluding Deathstroke because he's the obvious answer?
I was going to say, it is the main villain.
I would say most of their major stories involve Deathstroke in some way.
Deathstroke, the only ones
the kid that floats around and makes stuff?
The Titan cartoon, he was like the major villain in that.
Slade. No, he was Slade.
Yeah,
he couldn't say Deathstroke.
Yeah, he couldn't say Deathstroke.
The only other real villains I remember them fighting, Dr. Light.
Jinx.
The character.
He didn't even say the word. I don't know how he jinxed you.
Jinx the character.
Hive. Because honestly, it's not really just Jinx. It's Hive because she's a part of
it. What's the little kid midget guy? That's sometimes a kid and sometimes a dwarf.
Gizmo. Who is also a part of Hive.
oh my God.
The Abracadabra.
Yeah.
That was another one.
Yeah, because he's the one that when instead of just saying it was Dr. Manhattan.
No, yeah, apparently it was Abracadabra the whole time until a couple of years later when we go ahead and retcon that. Although that Titans Lost story was really good.
Yeah.
With Abracadabra.
That was because we were all like, oh my God, they're going to reveal Dr. Manhattan in the Titans book?
No, this one was a separate thing.
It was just Abracadabra removing Wally from the time stream.
But then it wasn't. It was actually Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah. It's so weird.
What?
Actually, it was Jor-El.
You were rolling
that
your eyes.
That's true. Because it was so dumb.
I know.
The story itself was good, but all of the convoluted retcons were so stupid.
All the parts where you could tell they were like, oh, sorry, that got delayed.
Yeah, like none of the editors were talking to each other and stuff.
Like, I feel like when the Titans United storyline started Lost into United, it was Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, crap, give me a Titans villain.
But we've already
this.
Drawn Abracadabra. Oh, well, I can't just throw those away. I guess.
What's a villain we haven't used in forever that would make no sense?
Oh, God. Comics are such a mess.
anyway, yeah. I'd say Hive if it wasn't Deathstroke.
Yeah, I'd say Hive. Or, you know, the Justice League.
They fight Trigon a lot.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But no, you know what's always weird? I can't remember a situation where they actually fought Trigon.
Actually, yeah.
It's usually like he's in the background.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, almost always the first arc because they're like, all right, guys, we're in a new story. Raven might be evil because her dad is a demon.
Oh, look, her
Let's
brother's
with
here.
That before we do anything else.
Actually, the number one villain of the Titans in all of their various forms is their own sense of self-inadequacy.
Yeah. That's like the core thing, isn't it?
Inadequacy. Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that the core plot point 90% of the time? They have imposter syndrome? Like for every arc?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Going to say, that's usually how it starts.
I'm never as good as the guy that I'm a mentor.
Yeah, exactly. That seems to be their like biggest thing is overcoming the idea that they're really just sidekicks, yep. Even though they've done that so many times.
Plus, and every time the Titans comic starts to dip in sales, all right, Titans versus Justice League.
Generally, yeah.
Batman doesn't approve anymore, which doesn't make any sense. But
they've kind of gotten away with that because they started the school.
Yep.
And then when John's new Justice League didn't work out so good, Nightwing was like, "Yeah, but I got." A whole team there.
In my building's a T for
team. You know what I did find?
Worst case, we just dropped that on him.
I did find the funniest thing about that, because Tom Taylor didn't even take time to like reassemble the Titans or anything like that. In Nightwing, they just like...
They were just
like,
there. Well, above anything else, especially with the Titans, above anything else, they are friends and family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No matter what. So it's even when they're not a team... They all talk to each other. So,
and that's what I liked about what they did, because Dick was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And Batgirl's like, you have friends and family. And he's like, right, speed dial.
Yeah,
he's
like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wally, Raven. And it's just a group text. Hey, get over here.
I'd love if they just have a scene at one point where like, hey, Dick, we come here all the time. Can we just be the Titans again?
Yeah, let's just make this easier.
I'm picturing them in Bloodhaven, and the call starts going out, you know, and they're all just sitting around watching TV. They're getting the band back together.
Hell yeah.
Beast Boy's like chilling somewhere as an animal. Oh, yeah.
I'll start running around Bloodhaven. Screw it.
We just put the big T there. He's got the money.
I like that you haven't once called it their base. Their
No, it's the big T.
That's what I would literally refer to it as.
He's so into it that he was like, you know what? I'm old enough that I'm not a Teen Titan anymore, but I love the building. So just the Titans, and I'm going to make it bigger.
What is your guys' favorite era or generation of Titans or Teen Titans growing up in the 2000s? I absolutely love, have a soft spot for Young Justice, Jeff Johns. So they gave us some examples. We have the Teen Titans, the ones with what?
Just all right, so we've got the Teen Titans and the Titans. All right, so we're going to go through the teams. So we got the Teen Titans.
I was going to name up who's on it. Speedy, because I think that was the Speedy era.
That was when he was Speedy, yeah.
Yeah. Wally. Tempest.
Tempest. Although, technically, I think he's still Aqualad there. When it originally started, he was Aqualad.
Okay. And that's Donna, right? Or Wonder Girl. What was she
It would
by?
Be Wonder Girl,
I think when she had the stars
point.
On,
it
she
was
Wonder
Girl.
Girl,
yeah. And obviously Kid Flash.
And then Robin. And then we have the new Teen Titans in the Judas Contract.
Yeah,
which,
that's from the 80s with George Perez.
Yep. And that had Tara, because she was on the team until the betrayal.
Yeah, she yeah. And then they were like, "Holy
is that Jericho on the
what
left?
What the hell?"
Yes.
I believe so, yeah. Okay. And then Raven was added. Cyborg was added.
Yep.
This was the tank top era.
Yep. Everybody wore tank tops.
Except Starfire.
And except Robin with his, or Nightwing with his deep V.
And Starfire also had a deep V.
Yep. Yeah, they were all, a lot of them were rocking the deep V at that point.
And then we have, I think this is the Jeff Johns run, which had Connor on the team.
Yep.
Starfire. Connor was the big changeover, though.
Well, that's Cassie too.
Oh,
that's,
Cassie was
not
Don
yeah. Troy anymore. Yeah.
And then the last, is that all? No. And then the last one was the Rebirth era, which I'm just going to throw this because I don't think anyone was a huge, huge fan of this version of them, but this was Damian Starfire,
Jackson Hyde, yeah.
Wallace West, I'm going to clarify, instead of the normal, the Kid Flash of the Ton.
Actually, so they've skipped over my favorite era, which was, I believe, the late 90s, early 2000s, when they became the Titans, not the Teen Titans.
The actual transition.
And into the Titans, and it was, I think in the first issue, they were all out to lunch at a seafood restaurant. And I think Roy was messing with Garth because he was like, "Does this bother you?" He was like, "No." And they put a new team together, which was the classic team, plus they added, I think it was Jess Quick, Argent, I think was her name. It was like a new, they were like,
was it the blonde with the Artemis, basically?
No, that was she didn't appear until after the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. She's one of the show ones.
I think her name was Argent. But anyway, it was basically like they hadn't been the Teen Titans a long time, and they were finally like, why don't we just get the team together again and become the Titans?
Right.
Like,
we're not teens anymore.
Yeah, we're not teens anymore. I think Wally was still Flash at the time.
I'm going to throw a curveball out there. My favorite is
the X-Men.
Is because it was terrible, but it's when I finally started to get into the Titans and then read all the good runs, but the launch of the new 52 Teen Titans.
Ugh.
Honestly,
which I was reading and enjoyed, but then you go read the other ones and you're like, oh, these are so much better.
So much better.
Yeah. I will actually.
But it got me interested.
Tim had wings. Oh, I'm Red Robin, guys. Oh, God. And then
that
Flash
was
like,
Con-El, not Connor.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that was.
That was actually my first introduction to the Teen Titans in comic books, because when I first started reading,
yeah, it was the new
52.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy that. I'll give an honorable mention to Earth One Teen Titans.
Because
I thought that was actually really
those.
Clever.
Yeah.
It was. It's
I know,
like,
you've
really
told me
cool,
it's really
yeah.
good, yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and say, if we can include it, the original show, Teen Titans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, the, too many good memories. With
yeah.
Because I've said it before, I read comics before the New 52, but I really expanded the New 52. Before that, it was really just Batman, Green Lantern, Flash, and then it
right.
was like Spider-Man. You know, I didn't have a huge budget to go buy tons and tons of comics, so.
I like now.
Yeah.
Buy all the comics.
Bird comic. All right. Next question we have is, what would the DC universe work if Dick Grayson was never created?
Yes.
I think it'd be a totally different one, though, because the concept of legacy
totally
and sidekicks
different.
Was kind of born with Dick Grayson.
Generally, yes.
So what I'm saying is, and that's really what makes DC separate from Marvel. They have more legacy. They have more sidekicks. Marvel seems to be adamantly against
they
sidekicks.
They had Bucky.
I feel like, one, the sidekicks, yes, but I feel like Batman would have gone in much more of like a Red Hood Batman direction, because Dick Grayson was kind of what grounded him, gave him hope, showed him the brighter side of things. Without Dick Grayson, Tim Drake would never figure out who Robin was from the circus. He would never become Robin. Like, so many different, like, for all we know, if that happened, Batman would have ended up with Talia. They would have become the heads of the League of Assassins. And because,
I mean, from a story point, you're right. I look at it more of like a publication, because that's really what people got attached to. Dick Grayson growing from Robin to then becoming the leader of the Teen Titans, then Nightwing, and then moving forward. Yeah.
I think that in that regard, I think it would have created a larger age gap between comic fans, because I feel like a lot of kids.
Well, yeah, that was that's why they created Robin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, sidekicks were the younger generation to go, ah,
yeah,
relate. But without that, it's like, ah, 40-year-old alien. I'm not going to relate to that.
Wait, why is he 40?
Yeah, I don't know.
I chose a random age, and 40 was it.
So our last question I'm going to direct directly to Andy.
Oh.
Andy, why does Nightwing have the best ass in DC?
Well, there are many reasons for that, actually.
Nightwing. I'm going to have to censor this portion so much.
Well, I'm not going to say ass. Why would I say ass? That doesn't even make any sense, Dan. He's a gymnast, so he's naturally athletic. And that's just, it's a lot of exercise.
A lot of squats?
A lot of squats. Well, because if you want to get the proper jump, you got to squat first. And
do you think he does like the Instagram like thought workout where they just
he doesn't have time for that.
Also,
time.
They're all sprinters and not marathon
that
runners.
That is true.
And sprinters do have bigger glutes because they have to have that more explosive running capability.
Okay.
So get to the gym, kids, so that you can have a like Nightwing.
That would have been terrible. Get to the kids, Jim.
Wait, what? Who's Jim? Some guy named Jim is like, okay.
You told me to.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Comics Experiment. Make sure to go follow us on Twitter at ComicStorian, as the next week's question will, the question will go out. It'll go out, and then we'll ask questions. Dan, who's the sponsor? Who?
Honey, where you can go to joinhoney.com/experiment, get honey for free, and hensonshaving.com, where you can use code COMICS to get 100 free razor blades with your purchase. That's basically 2 years of razor blades.
There's a lot of razor blades.
For free. Go check them out. The links are in the comments down below. Description. Go check it out. Scene.
I've rubbed off on Dan.
See you later, y'all.
I was going to do that joke.
You can do it.
No, I don't want to now.
You want to do it together?
All right. Have a good one.
Y'all.